Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year. Yes,
he's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
New Lunchtime Hour on 97.3 The Fan. All of our guests on 97.3 The Fan join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro criminal defense attorneys. Helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. It's got to be like the end of our Padres conversation. We talked to Padres for two straight hours, which I can't believe Frank made it through like that. I mean, we didn't even get to everything. I mean, arbitration expectations, another free agency makeover, other things, culture, leadership, next level mentality. Are the Padres built to win? Are they built to compete? There's some more things on that that I want to get to, and then I want to talk about the payroll and kind of like our early synopsis of what the Padres should do in the offseason. I'm going to ask Frank's opinion on this. Frank's been working on some pretty good graphics, by the way, that we're going to debut in the next couple of days. It's going to be solid.
Well, one of them tomorrow.
One of them tomorrow. What do we got on tomorrow? Trey White?
We have Trey White coming on at 11:30 tomorrow.
Coming on tomorrow. They have their press conferences today? Yesterday?
That was yesterday, yes.
All right. We'll try to get to some of that later on in the show. All right. So here's some things that came from that end of the season newsletter that Kevin Acey put out. Padres see themselves as a perennial playoff team, but not a finished product. I would agree with that. They are a perennial playoff team. We talked about this earlier on in the show. The Padres, as constructed for the next 5 years, okay? Let's be fair. for the next five seasons for the San Diego Padres. Okay, so that is Manny Machado and Xander Bogaerts. I mean, okay, maybe, yeah, let's go 5 years. So that's, you know, for the next five seasons, from 2026, 27, 28, 29, let's go four seasons. Let's go five. Oh, I changed my mind. We're going to go five. For the next five seasons, 26, 27, 28, 29, 20, 30. The Padres roster as assembled is good enough to be in the top six in the National League. They're good enough to be in the top six in the National League. They're going to be a top half, a top, you know, upper half team in the National League for the next five seasons. They're going to be that. Through Manny Machado's 38th season, through Xander Bogaerts' 38th season. Are they both going to be playing third base and shortstop? Eh, probably not. Somebody's going to be playing first. Somebody's going to be in the DH by the time 2030 rolls around. And by the time 2030 rolls around, there's only five players that are currently under contract in 2030. Everybody else is off the book. You know what? Let's just say 2029. Let's just keep it simple because a lot of players become free agents in 2029. All right? So let's talk about that. The next four seasons, which is Machado and Bogaerts age. I got to double check this right now. If my computer screen won't cooperate with me. Yeah. All right. So for the next four seasons, that's going to be Machado and Bogaerts is 33, but not really. I mean, right now, like Xander's 33 and Machado's 33.3. So let's just go 34, 35, 36, 37. 4, 5, 6, 7, 37, through their age 37 years. Okay, the next 4 years, the Padres and their core are good enough to be a top team of the National League. Top six teams in the National League. Okay? Here's your players that have under contract for the next 4 years. This is your core. Okay? This is your core for the next four seasons. All of these players are under contract for the next four seasons. Machado, Bogaerts, Tatis, Merrill, Cronenworth, Freddie Fermin, Mason Miller, Brian Hoeing, Jeremiah Estrada, David Morgan. Those are your players that are all under contract for the next four seasons. Fermin and Miller become free agents in 2030. Hoeing and Estrada become free agents in 2030. To kind of add to the pay, or to figure out the payroll, if you will. You got $193 million already on the books for next year. You have $177 on the books for 2027. $144 on the books for 2028 and $124 million on the books for 2029. Your estimated luxury tax payroll this year, $234. Next year, $234 already with everything you got to factor in. $201 million in 2027, $162 in 2028, $131 in 2029. Some of that changes, obviously, with guys like Darvish if he retires. Nick Pivetta might come off the books, too, because he has an opt-out mixed in. Okay, Michael King is still accounted for on this, but he's going to get his contract's going to be null and void when he doesn't opt into the mutual option. But in the next four seasons, we've agreed that this is a team with the core that is going to be a top six team in the National League. They're a playoff team. So it goes along the lines with their opinion as them seeing themselves, the Padres do, as a perennial playoff team. I think that is 100% accurate. They also agree that they're not a finished product. Also 100% accurate. CEO Eric Grubner had this to say, "We're not done until we win a World Series." That's the attitude you like to hear out of the front office. That's what the mindset you want to have. The Padres in the last two seasons have had 183 wins. That's the most in franchise history across back-to-back years. Four playoff trips in six seasons, yet no championships. That shows they're a perennial playoff team. They are built to compete. They're not yet in a position where they're built to win. Their 2025 exit to the Cubs in the wild card round highlighted a bigger issue. It's not about getting in anymore. It's about getting over the hump. I think we're seeing the transition for the Padres now. The last 6 years is about getting in the playoffs. These next 6 years need to be about building a team that can win in the playoffs. I think we lose sight of that when we see certain teams get lucky or like go off and win in one year a World Series. And that happens. Frank talked about lucking into wins sometimes. In baseball, that happens. And I think a lot of Padres fans are willing to be one of those teams. I think they don't mind being one of those teams if it gets them a World Series because we've never had a World Series. But like that's the difference between us and the Rangers. Like the Rangers won the World Series 2 years ago. Didn't make the playoffs last year. Didn't make the playoffs this year. They have their own problems. I was on the phone with somebody yesterday who covers the Rangers. EC Money brings it up in the chat. The Rangers are a mess right now. The Texas Rangers are a mess right now. Their pitching is old. They have old pitching. They got guys like Jacob deGrom, who's 37 years old. He's making $40 million this year. He's making $38 million next year and $37 million the year after that. They got guys like Corey Seager and Marcus Semien. Marcus Semien is 35 years old. He is nowhere near the level of player that he was when they first signed him. Corey Seager, 31 years old. He's a player that they should probably trade to get any type of value out of. Not a player that they would want to see go away, but he's a high-paid player too. I mean, Simeon's making $26 million for the next three seasons. I have to flip it back to 2026 because it always goes to 2025 on the sheet. But anyway, for next season, they got Corey Seager under contract. Corey Seager's under contract until 2032. He's 31 right now. Marcus Semien's under contract for the next 3 years. He becomes a free agent in his 39-age season. He's not even close to the player he used to be. Nathan Eovaldi has two more years under control. Jock Peterson, a ton of money. Jock Peterson's got an $18.5 million player option. He's terrible this season. Terrible. They paid Kyle Gashioka some money, and then they got a lot of young players, which is great. But apparently there's a rift between the young players and the veterans. The young players don't like the veterans playing in the spots that they're playing. They don't like the fact that Marcus Semien wants to show that he's tough and he can play when he's playing through injury, even though it's costing the team. There's a rift there. Bruce Bochy ends up walking away. I think it was a mutual parting of ways. The Rangers don't want to spend any more money. They have $179 million already on the payroll, and they don't want to spend. They lucked into a World Series in 2023. They are not going to be competitive for the next 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever it is. What was Peter's vision? It was to be competitive every single year, to be able to go after it every single year. The Padres have achieved that. Now it's transitioning into the next thing. If you look at, again, I have to say this all the time. If you look at what the Padres ownership inherited when they first took over, it was going to take some time to get a World Series. They have been through that process. They have now had to get to the point where they can win to make the playoffs year in and year out. They have proven that now is the time to transition to the next phase, and that's winning in the postseason. I mean, look how long it took. I don't know. I know people don't like getting compared to the Dodgers. They got a lot of money. Look how many years it took the Dodgers to finally win a World Series. I mean, it went like 9, 10 years in a row where they couldn't win. And they had to build out of what was a rough, early 2000s. The mid-2000s, when the Padres were winning divisions in 05 and 06, the Dodgers were brutal. Brutal. And they had to fix that to get to this point. It takes a little bit of time. So now they have gotten to the status of we can make the playoffs every single year, which is what they want to do. Now it's about winning in the playoffs every single year, getting through series. We could talk about the lack of power in a second. I mean, we could talk about what we want them to do during the offseason. I mean, I think those are all valid questions and comments and concerns that we'll have the whole offseason to talk about. But to kind of wrap this up and put a bow on it, we understand what's the problems were in 2025, and we understand what the solutions need to be in the offseason. It's just whether or not the Padres will go out there and do that. And we'll have the whole offseason to talk about that. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Aztec football, two wins away from a bowl game, one win away from hitting their over, and season wins on their over-under. We'll talk more about how they did against the Rams last week at Colorado State, and let's feel what Sean Lewis is talking about this week as he met with the media yesterday. We'll talk about Aztec football when we come back on the Brayden Soprenet Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station 97.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Through the fan. I don't know how that was possible. Tangled. One break. That's it.
Yeah, your headphones got tangled, and as you'll find out when I do this, my camera
zoomed in.
Way in on you, bud.
How about that?
Yeah, how about not that?
I don't know how to unzoom.
Let's try this. Hold on here.
It's not going to do anything.
Back, go out and then try to come back in.
Like leave?
Leave the...
Slightly better?
No, I mean back out of the StreamYard session.
Oh, out of the StreamYard and then come back into the StreamYard to fix the camera?
Because it happened. The same thing happened to me couple days ago, and
there's like hand signals that these cameras do to like zoom out and stuff, so I might have like accidentally did one of those. All right, well, I had my headphones in a tangled knot, and it's not doing anything. It's just gonna be zoomed in. There you go.
You'll love to see it.
Yep.
This is, folks, back up.
Yeah, I think it's fine. All right, let's talk Aztec football. San Diego State, two wins away from a bowl game. We talked to Aztec football the other day. Aztec's 4-1 out of the season. They got their first conference win. Pretty good game from San Diego State last Friday night against Colorado State. Yeah, how about them Aztecs, Sean? Try to defend Sean. Try to do it the whole time. People didn't want to hear it. But Aztecs are off to a good start to the season. Now, as I pull up some quotes from the media availability from yesterday, from Jamie McConaughey, who is our sports information director at San Diego State. Trying to find the correct email. There's like, I get so many emails from all the local colleges on every single press release. It's hard to find all of them. Here we go. Some of the notes. Aztecs and Nevada coming up this weekend. No, I can't. I just, for some reason, I can't find all the stuff, which is great. It's just 50,000 emails from San Diego State every single day of all their sports, trying to find the correct one.
Here, that's why I order and delete things. Here, I'll send it to you right now.
All right, thank you very much. They met with the media yesterday, press conference with Sean Lewis and company. My email has also been a disaster with stuff. I wanted to, like, I was so mad at Hilton over the weekend, just trying to get logged back into my Hilton account. It was such a pain. Yeah, it's not going to work. All right, let's talk about the Aztecs over the weekend. What did you see out of San Diego State that you saw out of the game?
A solid contest. It really was. I mean, San Diego State doing everything that they needed to do and everything that they've been booked to wanting to do because of with Sean Lewis getting his contract and now not having to worry about two different jobs, being able to focus on the team, as we said, that he wanted to do. This was, again, just a great all-encompassing team victory here this past week. And looking back at some of the numbers from Friday, Jaden Denegal, 13 for 16, not many passes, hit through for 256 yards, also had two touchdowns. So, I mean, that's a solid, solid day. Jordan Napier had another 100-yard game, caught 153 yards. Just a solid all-around game for the San Diego State Aztecs on Friday night.
Yeah, they played well. I like the running the ball with the three-headed monster all from San Diego is great, by the way. Yeah, Lucky Sutton, I mean,
was it 144 yards and three touchdowns combined between the two of them? Between just Cardwell and Sutton?
I think they had 200-yard rushers.
Yeah, Sutton ran for 113 and Cardwell ran for 129.
Right.
Each had a touchdown.
So Sean Lewis yesterday in his press conference, you know, praised the team's program-defining win on a short week. Remember, it was a short week. It was a Friday night game. He highlighted behind-the-scenes work from the operations staff, player preparation, emphasized that while the win was strong, there are still areas to clean up, such as foolish penalties and missed opportunities in all three phases. Yes, they cannot have foolish penalties. That's been a problem with this team for a couple of years now. Team is at 1-0 in conference play and undefeated at home. Strong fan and community support at Snapdragon Stadium. I think the fan support has started to shift, Frank. I think they're starting to get a little bit more with the fan base here in San Diego. It's starting to slowly build. I mean, they got to win a couple more games to try to get more people there. If they can beat Fresno State at Fresno State, they got to win this weekend against Nevada. But if they can win the next couple of games, leading into the Boise State game at home, that could be a fun place to be on a Saturday night.
It could be, and I mean, as far as I don't know, it looked some of the crowd shots I saw, it still looked a little thin. They are doing a good job of these midweek fire sale ticket sale things that they've done. They did it. What was it? $15 for Cal last week. It was $29. So the price is going up, which isn't all that great. I think if you want to keep doing those flash sales really helping, and the performances that you've gotten, you're 3-0 at home. And those 24 points that you allowed to Colorado State, those are the only 24 points you've allowed at home.
And most of them are in trash time.
Yeah, and you've played Cal. Like, that's a big ACC.
Shutting out Cal is pretty impressive.
Was huge, especially you're honoring the 2015 Mountain West Championship team. You cut ticket prices so severely because of that flash sale you did. That was a huge, huge game for San Diego State at a packed house.
Sean Lewis talked about the respect he has for Nevada Reno. called them better than the record, coach speak. I mean, don't want to give any bulletin board material. And warning that the road matchup will be tough and physical. I think it will be too. Mountain West games are tough. You got to play at high altitude, especially for San Diego State. It's not used to playing at high altitude. They're going to have to do that in Nevada against Reno. Couple other areas of improvement he talked about. Despite success running the football, there's still room for cleaner execution on certain run tracks. Tackling wasn't as crisp as it should be. Penalties across offense, defense, and special teams need to be reduced before they hurt the team in close games. That's a fact. That's going to hurt them. That hurts them. That's going to hurt them in a Fresno State game. It's going to hurt them in a Boise State game. Players showed maturity by returning to practice ready to evaluate themselves objectively and focus on improvement, according to Sean Lewis. Jake Waters is at the game on Friday. Crowd was pretty big. They arrived in the stadium late. Lines are still getting in at the end of the first quarter, and the students and the others did leave at half, but Friday had a good crowd. They had to compete with high school football on a Friday. It's very important. Program's core mantra is Aztec fast, focused, accountable, smart, and tough. Accountability is defined as ownership, doing your job the best of your ability, and taking responsibility for your role. Sean Lewis credited the team's bond culture and honesty for its turnaround from last season's struggles. I think that's a big factor. When I was talking to Aztec football players during the offseason, they said that kind of team camaraderie they did during the offseason was going to pay dividends in the season. And I think so far, that's proven right with the way that they've jumped out to this 4-1 start to the season, Frank.
Yeah, certainly. And it was a slow, I mean, you had the gimme of Stony Brook getting punched in the mouth by Washington State the very next week. That was I believe we said it yesterday, that was a very much needed wake up call for this team that, hey, we may have won, we may have shut Stony Brook out, but we really need to focus on here. We need to, these games are not going to be that easy. We're getting into the season now, and they showed it, a great response against Cal last 2 weeks ago. They beat Northern Illinois in a football game, and then coming back here to,
and game,
yeah, just yeah, and game. It was the Padres beat the Cubs 6-3 in that game. The White Sox, I guess you would say, and then to come back here and continue that momentum, scoring a lot of points, especially at home, huge. 6-3 game would not have flown here, but a solid performance nonetheless, and they've been playing very, very well.
And they've done it with local talent, too. I mean, everybody always complains about, like, how come San Diego State can't keep the talent here in San... They have a lot of local talent. They're just not going to get the high-level guys, right? You're not going to get the 4-star, 5-star recruits out of San Diego. They're never going to be able to get those guys unless the community writes checks for NIL. That's just a fact. Okay, it's like the Brandon Arringtons of the world, the Honor Falaves of the world, you know, the Julian Sands that are playing quarterback at Ohio State. Those players were never going to stay here. I think some Aztec fans need to have a grip of reality on that. Those players are never going to stay here. I mean, it makes a lot of people go freak out. They're like, why can't we keep this guy? Well, you know what? Because you're not in a big conference. You don't have the money to keep these guys. It is what it is. But to get all of the other players around, I think is big for San Diego State. Now, here's the thing. Like, local talent, I mean, before, a lot of these teams would, like, a lot of the SoCal schools would grab some of these players. They could still play relatively close for their families. It's very difficult for families to watch their kids play in this day and age of college football. And so as long as San Diego State, in my opinion, keeps a relationship with some of the players that they recruit out of San Diego, if they get homesick and want to return home in the transfer portal to play in front of their family and their friends, being that school that continued that relationship is huge, where they could get some of these guys in the transfer portal like they got a Byron Cardwell, who was at Oregon out of the gate. I mean, maybe some of these players do come back in the transfer portal. Always got to keep that relationship going. But Sean Lewis reiterated in his press conference his vision of keeping San Diego's top players at home at San Diego State. Several local players who initially left have since returned and are excelling. That's a great selling point for recruiting.
then that's where San Diego State needs to be. They got to be in the transfer portal and winning guys back here to San Diego, players that want to be back in Southern California and playing in front of their mom and dad. And that goes a long way, especially in this day and age of college football. Quote, the Hometown Heroes movement aims to connect the team deeply with the community, inspiring young players and reinforcing local pride at Snapdragon. And Sean Lewis went on to say that being an Aztec allows players to achieve their dreams in their own city, surrounded by family and friends. I think that is a great aspect that this team is embracing here at San Diego State, Frank.
Yeah, as they should. I mean, that's how you're going to grow in this, is to be able to keep some of that homegrown talent. When you bring players in locally and they succeed and you show some form of success, that's how you're going to get national players to come in. That's how you're going to get that national recognition of guys wanting to come in and make San Diego State a destination. It all starts with your local products and finding a style of play to make them successful. And that, I believe, is what Sean Lewis is doing right now, is certainly starting to implement and rolling on with it as he should.
The last thing he really talked about, he talked about a couple of things. He talked about special teams captain DJ Herman, called him a Swiss Army knife, glue guy for the program. He's the quarterback of the punt team, fullback in the T formation, plays on all four special teams, depth piece at linebacker. He was voted team captain for his leadership, accountability, and vocal presence. High football IQ, trustworthiness, consistent effort. He did meet with the media this week as well. But the other thing that he talked about was the managing of confidence and outside noise. Players are encouraged to stay confident, but not overconfident, maintaining humility and hunger. The program celebrates wins for 24 hours, then resets for the next challenge. Sean Lewis cautioned against getting caught up in the media praise, saying, quote, don't take the cheese.
Exactly.
Don't take the cheese. The focus remains on the process of results and continuing to improve week by week. I think the mindset's great for San Diego State. I think they're going in the right direction. And for the next 7 weeks, next seven games, if they go 4-3 in the next seven games, they will have an 8-4 season, which is pretty remarkable turnaround. Don't take the cheese.
So essentially, what Sean Lewis is saying is, Aztec players, don't listen to us.
No.
Don't listen to us.
Don't listen to us when I say that the Aztecs could potentially be in the Mountain West Championship game, which could be a winner goes to the college football playoff.
And that's another thing that you referenced earlier in the show. You are two wins away from being bowl eligible.
It might be three since you beat an FCS.
Oh, okay, so three. So you're still a reachable amount of wins away from being bowl eligible. That is big.
Don't take the cheese.
No cheese.
Let's talk about college football.
Swiper,
no cheese. When we come back, we'll talk about what else happened in college football over the weekend. Plus, we need a contestant for our midday sports standoff. If you could take me down in sports trivia, you'll be qualified to win for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. We'll try to get somebody qualified when we come back. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Braden Soprano Show rolls on. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I'm very good at picking teams to win. I'm not very good at picking the spread.
Yeah.
Or teams aren't very good at covering said spread.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we should have picked the TCU game. Backdoor cover on a fourth down. End of the game. Love it.
Maybe we should just not pick against the spread anymore.
Yeah. Pick it. What? Pick with, pick against. It doesn't really matter. What stood out to you over the college football weekend?
What stood out to us, at least as far as our picks are concerned, we have a new leader.
Yes, Skylar. Nice. She can't be the queen of college football and then not win the picks.
But then again, you also can't be the host of the show and lose.
Yeah, I can. I don't care if I win this or not.
Well, there you go. College football was annoying this week.
Annoying?
Penn State lost.
Yeah, well, you want to talk? We already talked to you off the ledge on
yeah,
that one.
We did.
Hey, we're on to, what are we on to? What did they play this week?
Hold on. Sorry, swallowed wrong.
Were they playing Rutgers or something? Who are they playing this
God,
week?
That would be a nice little retreat, wouldn't
little
it?
Retreat.
I can't look in the rank. In the top 25
they're not in the top 25.
Can't.
Bummer. I got to go on, FBS.
They're on Peacock this week.
Wow.
I know that.
You can tell me how their game goes then.
Northwestern is who they play.
Don't Apple. Lose to the two worst teams of the Big Ten back-to-back
yeah,
weeks.
Let's not do that.
I knew we called the Cincinnati game. Cincinnati beating Iowa State. Well, Iowa State, I think, is fake good. I think they've been fake good the whole time.
You and Skylar called that game.
Well, you just tried to. No, you. I'm pretty sure you said, I'm trying to catch up here, so I'm going to go against you.
True.
So I let's give yourself some credit here. Illinois beat up on Purdue 43-27. I still think Illinois is fake good. I don't think they should be ranked. I thought Baylor was going to dismantle Kansas State. I was hoping that would be the case. They did not cover the 5.5.
No.
Kansas State made it close. I just didn't need them to get any type of confidence going into this weekend as they host TCU, a place where TCU has not played well in Manhattan, Kansas. They can't win in the Little Apple, apparently. Florida and Texas. I thought Texas would win this game. I thought for sure.
I
knew Florida. And the thing that got me was I thought Florida was going to give Miami a run for their money. They didn't. Texas is a lot worse than I thought. Does Texas need to think about a different quarterback?
I don't see how you can't at this point. I mean, you're 3-2. Arch, it's not like you're 3-2 just by bad luck. Arch has looked bad.
He's looked terrible.
Looked very, very bad. And as I said yesterday, that drafting of Jackson Dart may not look all that bad.
Tried
now.
To tell you. Tried to tell you. Manning's not, wearing number 16 versus Florida equals kryptonite.
It's not your, it wasn't your telling me about Jackson Dart. It was seeing Arch Manning with an opportunity that's kind of changed it. And yeah, he has not looked good.
How about Texas, by the way? Texas loses to Florida. Keeps Billy Napier's job alive.
Yes.
Billy Napier's really good. When his back is against the wall, Billy Napier strikes for Florida.
He's earned a stay of execution with that win.
Yep.
Another week. Top 10 team at home.
Texas had the audacity. Sark had the audacity to complain about how difficult their schedule is. Brother, you scheduled the Ohio State games, and you did that when you were in the Big 12. This is the world beater schedule that Texas has to play in the SEC. World beater schedule. At Ohio State, again, they scheduled that when they were in the Big 12. They signed up for that. San Jose State.
Wow.
UTEP.
Cool.
Sam Houston State Bearcats, who spelled Bearcats with a K. That's needed to be said.
It's a university, by the way.
Yes. Sam Houston State spells Bearcats with a K on your schedule. Then you go to Florida. Florida is not good. Florida has not been good.
No.
You lose the Florida on the road. Anybody else? I'd like to see somebody else go to the swamp and win.
That was a head coach fighting for his life, too.
Yeah, I want to see everybody else go to the swamp and win.
He's about to get thrown in the swamp.
You know who went to the swamp and won? USF did it. They didn't really have a problem going to the swamp and winning. Complaining about their schedule. It gets better. They got Oklahoma. All right, they're tough. Sixth in the country. Oh, wait, hang on. They'd have to play them if they're still in the Big 12. They'd have to play them if they're still in the Big 12. And that, by the way, they never have to go to Norman. They always get to play them in Dallas. At the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a neutral site game every year. You'd have to play that game anyway.
Quote,
here's
unquote,
the rest
site.
Of the SEC schedule they got. At Kentucky. Ah, scary. At Mississippi State. Ah, the Cowbells. Vanderbilt at home. I know Vanderbilt's ranked right now. It's still Vanderbilt. At Georgia. Okay. That's a tough game. At Georgia. Okay. Tough game. Arkansas. Sick.
Say it right.
Arkansas.
Thank you.
Okay. And then they get Texas A&M. I know Texas A&M is ranked fifth in the country. That's a rival you'd have to play anyway. Or you should be playing anyway. God forbid Texas plays anybody good.
Can we do it?
Yes.
Can we do the thing? 3, 2, 1. Ah, down they go. Down they go. Oh, they're coming. No, they're going down.
Give
Horns
me a
down,
break.
All the way.
Kansas complaining about their schedule. Florida's schedule exists. Boise State couldn't hang with Notre Dame. Notre Dame won 28-7. As the Boise State's luster ran, I mean, they've lost their luster.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, they're not nearly anywhere
near. They are proving that Ashton Gentry was that entire team.
Oh, of course they were.
And how about that? I actually pick a big spread, and I win.
There you go.
Son of a gun. Wouldn't you know who won the pony there?
I can't believe Virginia won. Maybe Virginia is for real. I mean, they went to Louisville and won. I thought Louisville was going to kick their ass. They
overtime
didn't. Virginia
game.
Had to win in over the back-to-back overtime wins for Virginia. I would expect the hangover to happen. I didn't think Houston had any fighting chance against Tech. Tech's pretty good. Tech just changed their logos. Take that for what it's worth. Florida State hung tough with Miami. Lost by 6. I thought Florida State could win that game. Hey, Miami might be legit. Miami right now has the best resume in the country, I think.
What was the spread on that? Wasn't it 5.5, I think?
In favor of Miami?
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't remember. I don't have the paper in front of me anymore. But I thought it was going to be a Miami win and a Florida State cover, and that, unfortunately,
they lost by 6, and it's 5.5.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Florida State. And then I thought Mississippi State would give Texas A&M a run.
Oh, they gave him a run, all right.
They was close early.
And then ran up and down the field.
But I remember I said, it's not November yet.
Correct.
It's not November yet, which makes me feel like I did pick Texas A&M. But.
By the way, are you a Texas team that has won a game in October? Yes, unless you're the Longhorns.
Everybody else has won an October
Every
game?
Every single Texas university, except Texas, and there was one that doesn't have a football program, has won in October.
Nice. College football is fun. New AP Top 25 poll is out. We talked about it briefly yesterday. Top 25 poll. The voters are crazy. But you know what? Let's get to the poll. Top 25. When is the college football playoff poll should be coming out in like a couple of weeks, right?
I believe it's after week 8, I think.
Yeah.
We're heading into
Maybe
week 7
Maybe that's when we
now.
Should do rankings. Ohio State 1, Miami 2, Oregon 3. Oregon's schedule is pretty favorable from this point on. Ole Miss is number 4 in the country. Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Indiana. I think Indiana's kind of fake good, too. Alabama, Texas Tech, Georgia, LSU, Tennessee, Georgia Tech, Missouri, Michigan in the top 15. Notre Dame, Illinois, BYU, Virginia, Vanderbilt in the top 20. Arizona State, Iowa State, Memphis, South Florida, Florida State in the top 25. There's your AP top 25. Let's get to today's Midday Sports Standoff.
Welcome to Midday Sports Standoff on the Braden Soprenant Show.
I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
The ultimate head-to-head battle where sports knowledge and quick thinking collide.
No good. Are you kidding me?
Contestants will go toe-to-toe with Braden in a sports trivia deal where every correct answer brings them closer to victory.
Down the sideline! Wow! Unbelievable!
But three strikes and it's game over.
This is not Detroit, man! This is the Super Bowl!
Can you outsmart Braden? The Midday Sports Standoff starts now.
All right, Frank, who we got playing today?
Today we have Luke in Mission Valley. Luke, how you doing today, bud?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good. First time we've played this in a while. So we're going to give kind of an easy one. You got five answers for this one. The five oldest active stadiums in the NFL. Okay? The five oldest active stadiums in the NFL. You can either give me the name of the stadium or the team that plays in it. You will get a bonus point if you can tell me which year the stadium opened.
Oh, come on.
No, that's why. You don't have to. You don't have to give me the year, but you will get a bonus point if you do give me the year.
Are you penalized if you get the year wrong?
No.
No, no, you do not.
Okay.
Luke, first up.
I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns. And I don't know the year.
No, the Brown Stadium is not on the list.
Oldest stadium in the NFL, Soldier Field, even though it's been remodeled.
It is on the list. It's not the oldest.
It's not the oldest?
It is the second oldest. Luke.
I'll go with Lambeau.
Lambeau is the oldest. Braden.
Buffalo Stadium is pile of S. It's got to be old.
Number four on the list. We're looking for number three and number five. Luke, you're going to need to win or get a bonus. You're going to need to get this one right in order to keep in.
I'll go with MetLife.
No, not MetLife. Brayden?
I'm going to go with Arrowhead. That thing's been around a long time.
Arrowhead is number three. Luke, if you can give me the stadium and the year, you can still tie, which means you'll qualify.
Let's go Tampa Bay 1992.
Nope. Unfortunately, that is three strikes. Luke, Braden, you want to guess the last one?
So we have Lambeau, we have Soldier Field.
Lambeau opened in 1957. Soldier Field opened in 1971.
Soldier Field opened in 1924.
Well, no, I know, but this iteration of...
Well, then don't tell me it's not the oldest stadium when I said it is. It was opened in 1924.
Brother.
It's the oldest stadium.
Brother.
Oldest stadium.
It's still on the list.
I said it's the oldest stadium in the NFL, and everybody's like, "Now it's Lambeau."
Is
no,
it
it's not.
Still on the list.
Well, don't tell me I'm wrong
Did
when I'm
you
not.
Still
don't
get
tell me I'm wrong when
for
I'm
the
not.
Answer.
Well, you said I was wrong, and that's BS. I'm not wrong.
You got
I was
a
right.
Point for it.
Yeah, but you had to
not.
Say you had to flat out say I was wrong, and that's inaccurate. I was right. 1924, oldest stadium in the NFL. Say I was right. I was right. Thank you. Everybody had to say I was wrong about Lambeau. No, I was right.
Nate Taylor in the chat.
That's
thank
right.
you. Arrowhead Stadium opened in 1972. Highmark Stadium for the Bills was 73. Braden, you won the last guess on the last one.
All right. I'm going to have to guess with the other pile stadium. That would be the Superdome.
Opened in 1975.
That thing
is
needs
number
to be five torn
on
down.
The list.
Tear it down. What comes first, 1924 or 1957? I'm
1957.
Curious. Yeah, I'm sure that's how math works. 1 o'clock hour. When we come back on the Braden Soprenet Show, we'll dive into some NFL football, some overreactions coming up next. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Soprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSERP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.